You're listening to the audio production of Turn My Morning Into Dancing by Henri Nguyen, compiled and edited by Timothy Jones, published by Thomas Nelson, and read by Stephen Roy Grimsley.
Preface. It won't be enough, I decided early on, to visit only the archives. To compile Turn My Morning Into Dancing would require my going deeper. I would, of course, sort through the hundreds of pages of lecture notes and sermon transcripts that Henri Nguyen had left behind in shelved archive boxes. That went without saying. And I had every confidence that the files of unpublished writings of the late priest and author would yield ample material for a book. Decades of reading Nguyen's books on the spiritual life and ministry in a needy world had demonstrated his concern for prayer and his insight into human nature. That much I knew. But I wanted to gain also a greater sense of the person. As I worked through his archived files, I wanted to absorb more of the pastoral presence behind the jotted pages and typewritten notes. That opportunity came serendipitously. My friend John Mogabgab, Henri's assistant during his years at Yale Divinity School, and now editor of the esteemed journal Weavings, suggested that I also visit Daybreak, the community that serves the profoundly disabled, where Henri spent his final years as pastor. Because the archive sat within easy driving distance of Daybreak, the way seemed clear. I would spend the days of that week in the John M. Kelly Library of St. Michael's College in Toronto, and then spend the evenings at Daybreak, talking with Henri's associates, getting to know the community members, eating dinner with the core members and their assistants, even stay in the Cedars, a combination house and library that Henri himself founded, lived in, and used for writing. I learned much in those moments about the man behind the words, even from the moment I stepped off the plane. Kathy, Henri's secretary for the last years of his life, met me at the airport to drive me to Daybreak. She stood with a sign that read, "Daybreak Community Welcomes Timothy." And welcome me they did. Sue Mosteller, Henri's executrix, and countless other members of the community welcomed me into their morning worship services, group homes, evening meals, and spur-of-the-moment conversations around a photocopier. Kathy and Sue and others gave me glimpses into a man with a heart that constantly reached out to hurting souls. He lived with immense and inspired energy, I learned.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?